Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
What's up, people? It's your boy Rico back at it again, yet again. Back on the Buffalo Fanatics and the Rico Report. Appreciate y'all tuning in. As always, always showing love, even in the offseason. I know some of y'all, you mean, grab the blanket, you know what I'm saying, and hibernate for the offseason. But we can't do that as content creators, man. We got to keep it pushing. But what is there to talk about, Rico? Lots, right? We got to figure out, man, if we're not in the Super Bowl, if we're not prepared for the Super Bowl, I mean, obviously, we fell short somewhere. So we got to talk about it, right, people? Let's go. The Bills over everything, Terrence Bland. Salute to y'all, man. And first of all, salute to everybody tuned in. Salute to the Bing Squad for those that have subscribed to the channel and subscribed as members of the Bing Squad. Salute to y'all. And just because you know I got to ring that bell. For the Bing Squad, Bing Biggity Bing, what's happening, everybody? Let's go, man. Let's get into it, Fix. Folks, top priorities for these Bills. I mean, listen, I can sit here and fluff things all over the place and try to buy time. Ain't no time to buy, right? We just got to get right into it. And if you look at this roster, you look at what we need to do. First things first, we ended up fixing, or I guess filling, our need beyond the positions on this team, and that was coaching. And the thing that I loved what we did with this coaching staff is that we, A, retained our talent, right? It used to be back in the day, the Bills didn't retain shit. You know, so you know what they did? Anytime that they'd produce any type of talent, whether it was in coaching, whether it was in players, they'd develop these players to let them walk because we didn't want to pay them. We felt that we could always rebuild in the draft, but it never worked out for us until we started to get back our own players. And it really started with Doug Whaley. Doug Whaley was like, yo, I'm not in the business of letting these players go. We got to start paying. And the big one was when we brought in Mario Williams, paid that brother 100 mil. We're like, damn, it's okay. The Bills are spending money, right? And then we had Marcell Dareus. We had to pay Marcell. And then we started kind of retaining our own, which was great because that was something the Bills never used to do. So fast forward to right now, that's what we've been doing, right? We kind of, you know what I mean, guys that have produced, guys that you know what I'm saying, are doing what they're supposed to do, we retain them. Teron Johnson coming back to the crew, right? Jordan Poyer, right, got himself a contract to come back, right? So there were so many things. And Micah Hyde, when he got his contract, we normally, the Bills would just let these boys walk. Like, it pained me. It pained me seeing a lot of these guys walk, man. Like, name the player that you could go ahead and say, why did we let that guy walk, right? So a lot of times, it's crazy. Now that we're in an era where it's about developing and keeping your players, you got to do it. You got to do it. So I like Whaley. I know y'all, Whaley, I ain't going to hate on Doug Whaley because he started that trend to bring back our players, right? Like, you got to start paying. Buffalo is not a destination that you like, I'm ready to go to Buck. Let's keep it a buck, people. Ain't nobody trying to, you know what I'm saying? That's their first place to go because they just love the city. You know what I'm saying? It's football first, and then you fall in love with the city afterwards, but you gotta be brought there first. So we had to pay up. Now, we've got a little something going. People are kind of looking at, okay, well, hold on now. I see a lot of players out there doing their thing, having some success, and they got a damn starting quarterback out there that's killing it. Franchise quarterback, let's go. So it's nice that we retain things, we retain players and retain people. And the one thing that I really love what we did was we said, Joe Brady, you took the interim coach after We let go of Ken Dorsey, which has now got an OC job with the Browns. And side note, I know that brother's still feeling a little salty. I know he is, because they asked him, hey, bro. And I mean, I'd feel the same way too, to be honest with you. That I get fired midseason, and my predator, you know what I mean, my successor comes in and has success. And now they're telling me, hey, so what was it that went wrong in Buffalo? And why'd you get fired and all that stuff? Yo, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on. And I read a piece that mentioned something to the nature of Deshaun Watson doesn't turn the ball over like Josh Allen does, right? He created an MVP in Cam Newton, and Cam Newton was a turnover machine too. Because if you looked at, I think there was some of the, Cam had like 4 or 5 seasons of over 10 interceptions, right? 10 turnovers, right? So then Deshaun Watson, I think, has only had like 1 season of over 10 interceptions. So they're trying to say that Ken Dorsey will pretty much rein in and pretty much get the most out of Deshaun Watson. So we're going to be watching what the Browns do and what Ken Dorsey does. And I know he's a little salty, but it is what it is. But what I do love about this transition is that we went from Ken Dorsey to Joe Brady that was able to utilize things that Ken Dorsey wasn't, right? So that's what got this offense moving along. And what is he? 30, I don't even think he's 35, Joe Brady. So Joe Brady, young and up-and-coming OC, we say, you know what? You're retained. You're going to stay with the squad, and you're going to move as Josh Allen moves. And Josh Allen seems to like what he's got in our guy, Joe Brady. And then what we double back around and say, hey, Bobby Babich, come on down, bro. So Bobby, what, just turned 40? And he's going to be running the defense. So, and you go from a defensive coordinator, now he is, from a safeties coach and linebackers coach. And any position he's gone through, he's developed these players to play at their peak. I mean, look at what Micah Hyde, he goes first year, he goes with the safety, Micah Hyde becomes a Pro Bowler. And then Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, one of the best two safeties in the game at the time. Now they're a little long in the tooth, but the best two safeties in the game, they were both playing at all pro level. So kudos to Bobby Babich. So what does he do? He comes to the linebacker squad. What does he do? He gets Matt Milano as an all-pro player. Fam, Terrell Bernard was having a killer season to begin the season. So when you get those two boys back, it's going to be amazing. And the fact that Bobby Babich is now going to be running the whole squad, bro, that's an upgrade. That's a big upgrade. So big time, big things are being done with the coaching staff. So priority number one was getting this coaching staff intact and getting them young and getting them right in where they're supposed to be, right? And leading this young team. So that's huge. That was part number one, and they nailed that. Good job, Brandon Bean. Good job, Sean McDermott. You got those two positions taken care of. And then you bring in, then you promote, obviously, Al Holcomb gets the promotion as well. So big, big shout out to the squad and what they're doing. So that's number one, right? Out the books. Number two, we got to figure out what we're going to do at that receiver position. All right, let's keep it a buck. It is highly unlikely. And if he does come back, I will question it personally, but highly unlikely that Gabriel Davis does return. He's earned the right to go out and find himself a big deal. He's probably worth between 11, maybe to 14 max, high end 14 mil a year. But you know, free agency is going to pay you what they're going to pay you. And he's built enough of a resume that, you know, I mean, he's going to be coveted somewhere. He's going to be coveted somewhere. If the team retains him, which I highly doubt, I'd be disappointed personally, because we're just running it right back. But that's that skill set. I think we need to upgrade from that skill set from Gabe Davis. Not that Gabe Davis is a terrible player, because he's not. He's absolutely not. But I'm looking forward to potentially, you know what I mean, seeing what this Bills team is going to do. So I'd love to see an upgrade from there. Obviously, you got the draft that's just around the corner, not too far from here. And then there's going to be a whole lot of free agent receivers that you can take a look at. There's going to be a whole lot of them. So that I'm looking forward to. And let's not forget, we already have one marinating on our sidelines right now. So we may not even go any further. We have Justin Shorter that had a whole year to obviously, he didn't get the playing time that we would have loved, because obviously he was on the injured reserve. But we have a whole fifth round draft pick, 6'4", 220. that's ready to go. And Justin Shorter, that's got the speed, that's got the size. He's got all the things that you would covet in a receiver. So let's not sleep on Justin Shorter. I mean, I told you, I mean, some folks tried to, they tried to roast my ass when I said that he gives me Terrell Owens movements. Because if you watch the way he runs his routes and breaks and stops and the way he runs and moves, and bro, he gives me T.O. vibes, right? The vibes of where he moves. Now, whether that translates on the field, we're about to find out in year two and how that goes. Are you saying he's going to be a Hall of Fame receiver? Man, shut your ass up. Like, I'm saying he's going to be a Hall of Fame receiver when we haven't even seen the guy play on the field. But his movements give me that. So you bring in a second-year player in Justin Shorter, that I'm sure that's going to be motivated. That's going to be like, listen, I'm ready to go. Like, I had a whole year to watch and see how things are done. You pair him with Khalil Shakir. You know what I'm saying? You pair him with Dalton Kincaid. You pair him with Stephon Diggs. We may not have to go any further, right? But I'd still like to add one more piece. And let's not forget, we just brought in we signed a futures contract with KJ Osborne. Pure speed from KJ Osborne. So now we can move on from, and I personally, I'm all for it. If we bring Deontay Hardy back, I'd be like, what are we doing? What are we doing, folks? So you got KJ Osborne that can come in and give you that speed element. Now, whether he stays healthy, that's a whole nother ballgame. Move on from Hardy, you save $4.5 million, and then you jump in with KJ Osborne. Like I say, KJ Osborne, I keep saying KJ Hamler. I apologize, golly, KJ Hamler, you got some speed right there. Now he's not the biggest, He's about my size. You know what I'm saying? About 5'9", 5'10", about that size. But boy, he can run. That brother can run. So we'll see how this receiver room plays out. But that is what we have on the roster now. We just need that one more piece that to come in and not only compete, but like you got to have competition. You can't just come in like nothing worse than when everything's already set in stone. So there's really no competition. It's just trying to hone in on your skills. No, you got to bring that competition so it brings the best out of everybody on that squad. You know, my man's is already number one. Diggs is number one. So anybody can be pushing number Diggs, but that number two spot, you need competition at the number two spot. You need to. So you got to bring somebody in. You got to let Justin Shorter battle it out and then get some free agents in there, and then we'll see how it plays out. Then you got to draft your receiver. So for me, you got to look for that number two receiver and where we decide to go with it. So I'm looking at the free agents that are around. It's really cool to talk about Mike Evans, but Mike Evans, he's going to be priced out. I think he's going to be too priced out for us to even bother looking his way. And although it'd be really cool, I can't see Brandon Bean making a splash like that because we learned our lesson with Von Miller and it's kind of setting us back right now. So for me, I ain't even looking that brother's way. I'm just going to say I'm moving on. Now, Odell Beckham, will he command a bag? I'm sure he's going to try to. I think he got 16 mil this year. Does he plan to go back to Baltimore? I can't see him going back to Baltimore because he saw what happened, bro. Like, brother wasn't looking your way, man. Him and Zay Flowers and him had that connection. There wasn't that much of a connection between, Odell Beckham alongside Lamar Jackson. So potentially, I mean, listen, I wouldn't mind bringing in Odell for a look-see and see if it could work out. I think that'd be great. Good route runner. I think he's 1 year removed from his injury, so he could be going in. But I mean, the one thing that is against him, he's going to be what 30? He's 31 right now. He'll be 32. I think we're trying to get younger. We want to get younger at that position. So to me, you could bring in Odell, but it ain't looking that great. Then you got Curtis Samuel, 27 years of age. You got Tyler Boyd, that's 29. Cedric Wilson, Kendrick Bourne will be a nice receiver, is quick. But I want that number two. I want that, you know what I mean, strong number two. And when you look at what is out there, other than what I just mentioned, the top two guys, obviously, you know, there's going to be some cap casualties along the way. So we'll have to be paying attention to that. T. Higgins is available, but he's going to command the bag as well. Michael Pittman Jr. is going to command the bag. He may go back to Indianapolis. Can't see that happening to 26 years of age. So there's going to be some players out there. Laviska Shenault. I had high hopes for Laviska, man. Laviska should have been something like a specimen. He could have been used, but this brother never just panned out the way that I anticipated. Van Jefferson would be an interesting one, but he's more of a slot receiver. I think this is where our guy Khalil Shakir has kind of earned the right to take that slot position. But I mean, there's so many routes that we can go. But the receiver position is something that we can't ignore. We at least have to be looking to draft. Obviously, we have to. The question is, where do we draft? Are we looking at late rounds? Are we looking early rounds? We'll see. But something that we want to take notice of, that's for sure. I got a comment coming in from my man Mitch says, yo, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, who are some disgruntled receivers looking to play with Josh Allen? Let me tell you something. I'm so glad you mentioned that, bro. So I'm not normally a guy, like, if I dream about, like, stupid shit where someone's chasing me and I'm trying to fight somebody off. There's normally some of my dreams, man. They're always trying to get at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to fight people off and my punches are like this. Can't do nothing. But I finally had, like, a football dream just a couple days ago, which was crazy. And in the dream, I scoffed at it because it seemed like it was the norm. But then, you know what I'm saying? I wake up and do whatever, and you know, I'm reading through my stuff. And I was like, yo, I just, you know who I dreamt was on the squad? I don't know if I put it into existence, great. But we had Stephon Diggs and we had Deontay Johnson. We had Deontay Johnson on our squad. Yo, and I scoffed at it like it wasn't a big deal. I was like, okay, yeah, we got Deontay Johnson. We got Stephon Diggs, Kincaid, and you know, we should be all right for next year. I was like, what? So I'm like, I go back to think about, yo, that dream was, that's a legit dream. Having Deontay Johnson next to Kincaid, next to Khalil Shakir, bro, and that speed, fam. So I might have to kind of put that out into the existence and listen, knock on the door of the Steelers and be like, yo, are you trying to, you know me, move on from Deontay Johnson? Like, what are we talking about here? What you looking for? You need something from us? What you want? Take your pick. What you need on? I'll tell you who's available and I'll tell you who's not. If you're looking for a draft pick, I'll send you a fifth, sixth. What you got? So I'd love to see a Deontay Johnson on the Bills. Now, obviously it's wishful thinking, clearly. But it's never impossible. It's never impossible. But I don't know if you guys have ever had dreams like that. Obviously you guys have. But most of my dreams are like, I'm chasing somebody. I'm doing whatever. Like, I'm a night worker, right? So I just woke up and I'll tell you right now, the dream I just had was I was on a, what my black ass is doing on a sailboat? Couldn't tell you because I would not be on the damn water. But I was on one of those things where you gotta like pump your legs. It's like a single person on it, and you gotta pump your legs, and it allows you to go over the water. So I'm doing one of them things, and there's a shark right next to me, and trying to get up on my and I'm trying to push it down with my hand. Never would I do that in the first place. I'm trying to push it down. I was like, yo, let me wake my ass up before I get taken down by a mini jaws next to me. Crazy. How we aim to talk about these. How I end up talking about this dream right now with y'all is crazy. But anyway, let me get back to what we talk about here. So the Bills receiver room, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? Just tweak it just a little because we have the nucleus. We got ourselves a number one tight end, and I'm so glad we got Kincaid. We have ourselves a number one receiver. Let's cut the BS. He's a number one receiver. We got ourselves a slot receiver. And it's looking like he's going to break out in year three. I can't wait for it. You just need that complimentary number two piece on the side. Is it Justin Shorter? Is it going to be a draft pick? Is it someone that comes out of nowhere and really shows out? Because, I mean, we have, what, Shavers on our squad right now? Shavers could really be some good things, man. And then the draft alone, Worthy. Right? Was it? We got Worthy, and then you got Xavier Leggett. Like, there are some receivers out there. We're definitely going to be drafting. Question is, where do we draft? So the number two spot is something that we should all be kind of peering and paying attention to, see how that all plays out. Sam H. says, Diggs is not a bad contract. The fact that we got Diggs haters in the fan base pissed me off. I don't think anybody's haters. I think it's a frustrating touch on the Diggs situation because, I mean, you already know what it is, man. Like, his contract is his contract. Whether they do something about it or not, which I highly doubt, it's just what it is. But here we are. Here we are. But what I will say this, Diggs, Kincaid, you know what I'm saying, and the rest, we can fill out, and I think we definitely will with alongside, obviously, our guy, Mr. Khalil Shakir. So we'll see. The number two spot to me is one of the big priorities for going into this offseason, establish who our receiver two is going to be alongside the pieces that we have. We're back into, we're always going to be in contention with Josh Allen, but we're back into business, back in business. All right. That's number one. Number two, excuse me, because number one was we filled our offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator positions and with young guys that know this roster, that knows this team. So number two, let's fill out the receiver role, right? Number three, let's figure out the back end of this defense. It's clear we can't have both Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde back. We just can't. I'd be disappointed if we did that. I'd be disappointed. But I know that Brandon Bean was like, there's not going to be much of a splash. We might, try to bring back guys and it might be, running it back again, if you will. But I'm not really interested in that. Hold on. I'm not really interested in bringing those two guys back. Not because I don't like them, because I like Micah Hyde and I love Jordan Poirier. I really do. But you can't bring those two brothers back, man. So I'm looking at this back end, and we got to figure what we're going to do with the cornerback position. That's number one. So Trey White, figure that part out. What are we going to do with it? What kind of relationship does he have with the squad and with the medical staff? And does the medical staff say he's going to have a full recovery? He's going to be the same player? Who knows? Who knows? So we'll see how that plays out. And the way it's worked out is he's in a position that we can walk away from that and save $6 million. So the business side of it makes all the sense. The business side of it makes all the sense. Terrence Bland said, yo, that Stanley was cute, Rico. Let me tell you something. So my daughters, let me tell you what this is. I didn't know what this was until they told me, right? So apparently this thing is called the Stanley. I don't know why, but it is what it is. And she's on this Temu website. And she keeps playing these little games on Temu that get you points and stuff like that. And, sometimes we treat the girls and we get them some. But she's been playing these points. She's been getting these points. And they sent her this thing for free. And now your boy is Stanley cupping it. And she goes, Dad, that's mine. I was like, what's yours is mine, especially under this roof. Everything is mine. All right. When your name is on the mortgage, talk to me. So, yeah, now that's my Stanley cup now. So, anyway, we winning. Terrence Bland, I see you. I see you peeping the Stanley. I got you. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to it. So the back end of this defense, we got to figure it out. So here's what we're working with. All right. What we know. You got Cam Lewis. You got Teron Johnson in the slot. You got Christian Bedford. Dane Jackson. Who knows what we're going to do with Dane Jackson, right? I'm just giving you all the names of what we have right now, right? Obviously, we got Trey White. Then you got obviously, Micah Hyde's probably going to take a step back. You got Jordan Poirier. Then we got to figure out what we're going to do with Taylor Rapp, right? Then you got Saron Neal. All right, so here's my take. A, we have to, every year, it's a must that we draft a corner. It's just what it is. Every year. And then Kyer Elam. Let's not forget about Kyer Elam. Let's not disrespect that brother. Kyer Elam as well, all right? So what do you do? You're in a defensive predicament. And what I love about this is that you have Bobby Babbage is going to have to, he's going to have great insight on what he wants done with his defense. How do you want to run your defense? Although it's McDermott's defense, but now you've hired this guy to make decisions on this team and what he wants to do with it. Let him run it. If you're giving me this position and I've accepted it, I'm sure there's some terms in that contract that says I'm running this defense. Obviously, you're the head coach. You're going to have your insight, but let me run this and let me figure out personnel and what I want to do. So what will he want to do with his team? Here's the deal. I love Christian Bedford at the cornerback position. I think he's physical. I think he's a solid zone corner defender, and a great zone corner could transition well to safety. We're going to be in need of a free safety. So can you make that transition? And that's the thing where you're like, well, why do you want to move that? Leave Christian Bedford where he is. Rasul Douglas, assuming that, we're probably going to extend him. I assume that's what's going to happen. So extend Rasul Douglas, have him hold down the spot. Kyer Elam should, because we'd love to see what Kyer Elam can do to take over the other cornerback spot. Christian Benford moves to safety, free safety. Now you have Jordan Poirier and Taylor Rapp, because I'd bring back Taylor Rapp. So now if you wanted to go with Jordan Poirier and Christian Benford, and then Taylor Rapp becomes the in-the-box safety, let's do it. I like the in-the-box safety look. And you got Teron Johnson if you want to go dime package, whatever you guys want to do. But Taylor Rapp returning, I think it's a must. Maybe transitioning Christian Benford to safety. I know there was conversation, or there was an article or two out there potentially saying that he was taking some looks at safety. So if that was true, I wouldn't mind seeing that transition, right? Maybe they drafted him knowing that, yo, we're going to start you off a corner and we'll move you to safety. That's what we did with Aaron Williams. Aaron Williams came in as a corner, and then we transitioned him to safety, and he was doing quite well at safety until that obvious injury, right? So Benford safety, but I like him at corner though. So maybe we have Rasul Douglas and Benford at your two cornerback spots, and then we work from there. I don't know, man. But then now you're looking for a safety in the draft. So I'm also on board with that. But then I'm like, okay, let's take a look at free agent safeties, free safeties. Oh, no, you know what? Let me just go safety altogether. Free agent safeties in free agency that we could potentially look at. So Buda Baker at 28 is going to be a free agent. And he's in his last year in his contract. So, like, could they end up bringing him back? I could probably see them bringing him back. Micah Hyde, obviously, I can't see him coming back. I really can't. He's 33 years of age. You know what I mean? So if we do bring him back, it's going to be on a measly deal. Could he come back? But then are we hurting the defense by having that? I don't know. I'm not sure if I like that route. I'm not sure I like that route, but I love Micah Hyde. Don't get me wrong, right? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, 26 years of age. Chances are he may go back to Detroit, or he's looking for a huge deal. I don't know if we're ready to pay big money like that. Jordan Whitehead from the Jets would be a nice addition. I'm looking at some of the guys that are available. I got Jalen Mills, 29. Maybe he's up there. Kareem Jackson, 36. Ain't no way. I was just looking at some of the safeties that are going to be out there. Xavier McKinney is going to be out there. Kyle Duggar is a free agent. So here's the big one with Kyle Duggar. So that was a name that the Bills were associated with when he was in the draft class four years ago, give or take. So he becomes available. Do they bring him back? Do the Bills look at him? What kind of deal is he looking for? His market value right now, his market value is $16.5 million. Golly, we ain't doing that. Can't see us doing that unless we move some things around. Antoine Winfield Jr., I can't see them letting go of this brother, and he's going to be accounted for a lot of money. Taylor Rapp right now, I got to bring him back. And right now, Taylor Rapp's, his value right now is at $5.5 million. You got to bring that brother back. You got to bring him back. I can't see why not. And he's only 25 years old. Bring that brother back and see what we can do, right? But there's some talent out there. There's some talent out there. And plus, let's not forget, we got the draft that we're going to look forward to as well. So the options are infinite. The options are infinite, but we just got to make sure that we get the right nucleus together. So where do we go? What do we do with Kyrie Elam? There's so many questions that I hope McDermott and Babich put their head together. Will they? I mean, you got to give an opportunity to Babich and McDermott to try to see what they can do with Kyrie Elam. And if Trey White is not retained, you got to slide him in and then move Benford over. I mean, that just only makes sense. I can't see it being the other way around. So we'll see. But that's the one thing that we need to do, is just figure out the back end. I'd love to have Taylor Rapp back and bring him back so we can have that option of having that in the box safety if we need to, that give a different look, still be competitive if, you know what I mean, we have a run heavy team and we want to still cover ourselves on the back end with Milano and Terrell Bernard. So we should be all right. Joshua Richardson says, I like Geno Stone from the Ravens. Well, before we get into Geno Stone, there's some names that I have right now. Actually, there's one name that I'm heavily paying attention to coming out of this draft. So we'll go from there. David Reed says, you need to look on the clearance rack, Rico. Bills ain't got no money. Yo, you're not wrong, bro. But Taylor Rapp is definitely in the price range. Because, I mean, once we save money, I mean, I've seen some scenarios where the Bills can get up into the 20 mil mark. Once we make some certain adjustments, restructures, and so on and so forth, we can get back into 20 mil. So then we have some play around, right? So we got no money, but we do got money, but we don't. You know what I mean? So Brandon Bean, I trust, is going to figure some parts out. But just to kind of round out what we want to do at that cornerback spot, Kyir Elam, I hope he takes that leap. Maybe he's just a very, very, very late bloomer. And I hope he takes that leap. And I hope he gains the confidence. Because if this brother can just have the confidence, and I don't know him personally, but if he just has the confidence, bro, like, he's got all the physical tools that he could be so damn dominant. But his confidence, at least to my opinion and what I've seen on screen, has been shot. You know what I'm saying? And then he gained his confidence with that playoff interception. That was massive, right? Undercuts the corner, the safety, the receiver in the end zone. Boom, interception. Like, you love to see it. You love to see it. So something that we should be very much paying attention to, and I'm really hoping that Kyir Elam takes that giant leap and that giant step and says, okay, I'm taking cornerback one. I was drafting around one. I'm gonna give you back your return on your investment. Let me show you what I got. I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for. And then Rasul Douglas, obviously, I hope he returns, and I can't see him not returning. I can't see them dropping him either. So I think he returns, and then now you got to figure out Christian Benford, what to do with him, Dane Jackson. So there's some things that we're going to figure out. But one thing's for sure, bring back Taylor Rapp for sure, and then we can look at that free safety position. If it's not going to be Christian Benford, and then we look to the draft and fill that need. But that's something we definitely will need to do. Free agency, we got no money for that, man. I see that the Buda Bakers and the Chauncey Gardner Johnsons, we just don't got the money for it. We broke. So we'll see how it's all going to play out. LSU, Bama, South Carolina, they got studs. Yo, there's some studs everywhere. There are some studs everywhere. So we're going to see what we have in them. Let me see. Somebody, Laura said, Kyir, I haven't seen it yet, except for that interception. Girl, we are waiting. We are waiting for Kyir. The thing is that Kyir's shown us, he's shown us some promise. Like, he's got promise. He's shown us some promise. He's shown us that he can play in this league. It's just that, I mean, the you have to have such thick skin as a corner, because you will get beat multiple times. But in those moments, I hope you're learning, you're taking lessons while you're getting beat, because then it's a chess match, right? He said that receiver set you up all game long for him to hit you with the okey-doke. So if he's hitting you with slants all day, you know what I'm saying? And now you're ready to bite on that slant, and all of a sudden they call a sluggo, and you hit that with the sluggo, and he tries to bite, you're gone. So you're just going to have to be patient. You're going to have to know, you be in the film room. You're going to have to know your opponent on what he likes to run, what the quarterback likes to hit him on. There's so much that goes into, I mean, obviously, these film studies and what these players go through. So it'll be fun this offseason. But I'm just glad that we have Babich. I'm glad that we have McDermott that's going to put their heads together, and we're going to try to figure something out. But you know damn well they're going to draft a corner. You just know it. So we'll have to go off of how they go off at this free agency. If they bring no one in free agency, then you know damn well they're going for the draft. You know it. You know what's happened. So that's what I'm looking at, that for us to fill our needs on the back end. All right. John Herring said, roll with Benford and Douglas. You roll with Benford and Douglas. Cool. Have Kyir as the next man up at cornerback spot. Dane Jackson walks. They let Dane Jackson go figure things out, or we bring Dane Jackson coming back. So then we have two, you know what I'm saying, corners that we can slide in there. I mean, shoot. All right, then. And then Trey White, obviously, you know, we know Trey White is gone, but what if they bring Trey White back? What if they trust in Trey White and they don't save the $6 million? They can't, they don't have the heart to do it. And now, you got to figure things around. We'll see. We will see. Nirvana says, yo, let Dane walk, man. He's out of here. Let him walk. Let him go figure some things out. And that's probably the route they're going to take. All right. So let's go to number four. Number four, yet again, We got to get the pass rush. I know everybody's sick of it. Yo, we every year we hit up the pass rush. We go for a defensive end and we always, sorry, folks. This is a quarterback driven league. And in order to affect the quarterback, you've got to put pressure on the quarterback. How you put pressure on the quarterback, you rush the quarterback. And that's exactly what we need. We need to be able to rush the passer. Obviously, contractually, and the way it's set up and the way that, you know, I mean, things shake, Von Miller is returning. And barring something, like something happens, if it's legal with this legal thing and that gives us a way to get out of it, he returns. All right. Does he return to the player he was from last year? I doubt it. If he does, bonus, big time bonus. Then you have obviously Greg Rousseau. That's going for him, going to what, his fourth year, going into his fourth year. So we're going to find out how that plays out. AJ Epenesa. What do you do with AJ Epenesa? Do you let AJ Epenesa walk? Was he young enough talent for you to bring him back? Do you want to bring him back? There's so much that stands in the way of trying to get things to happen. So let's see how that works. Let's see how that works. So there's just so many things that we'll have to try to figure out in this regard. So that being said, let's look at this defensive. I'm looking at the free agency for the defensive line. And let's see what is out there. Let me see here. Give me one moment. Try to figure something out for y'all. So Leonard Williams, obviously Chris Jones is Chris Jones, he's obviously going to return to the Kansas City Chiefs. His market value is $28.4 million. $28.4 million. Oh my gosh, man. So what they're trying to say is this. I mean, right now he's making 19.5, right? So 19.5 is what he's making right now. So stack another 10 mil on that, and that's what you're going to get. So his market value, they're saying he's going to get 3 years, 85 mil. 85.4 mil with an average salary of 28.4. My goodness. He's rated as the number two defensive tackle in the game. Right, obviously Aaron Donald being number one, Nick Bosa, and then you got T.J. Watt. That's a big time player as well. God, that's insane, people. That's absolutely insane. Listen, $31 million is what Aaron Donald is actually making right now. So I guess it's not that insane as I thought. But Chris Jones is going to anticipate a lot of money. Whoever goes to get that brother, good luck. Right, that's a lot of money to one player in the defensive. What is he? 20? He's what? 29 years old. He's going to be 30. Whew. That's a lot of money, boy. That's another money. So Carl Lawson, DJ Reader. I'm looking at Yannick Ngakoue is obviously going to be in trying to get some money on this there. Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle, but 33. Can't see us bringing him in. We're trying to get younger. At the end of the day, we're trying to get younger. So we'll see how and where this all plays out. That's where we're at this point. So let's see how it all plays out. Let me see here. Click that up here. All right. So where do you guys see us with the defensive line? Are we good? Do you like where we're at? Do you see us trying to bring back? I mean, some of the guys we had, like Leonard Floyd, I'd love to bring back Leonard Floyd. Problem is, he's going to be asking for some money. We brought him in. Well, like we got a steal at bringing him in at like 9 mil. I think we got him for like 10 or 9 mil, something of that nature. So what do we do with our guy now? You got to bring him back. I can't see us not bringing him back. You got to bring that brother back. So for me, Leonard Floyd has got to be one of the guys that we bring back for sure. Pair him with Greg Rousseau, pair him alongside, obviously, Von Miller, and then we go from there. But defensive tackle, listen, there's this guy. But I've been paying attention. What's his name? Where's my video? I put a video of him here. What is his name? DeAndre Swift? Not DeAndre Swift. Montrez. What's that brother's name, man? I grabbed a clip. He was in the Senior Bowl. He was absolutely dominant. And he Let me see where he's at here. Tavantre Sweat. Excuse me. Look, I want you. I'm going to play this clip for y'all, man, from Sweat. Oh, my goodness. This boy from Texas, Longhorn, if for some reason he falls, I think it was like Mel Kiper had him slated as a mock draft to the Bills. You put him alongside Ed Oliver with the year Ed Oliver had. You bring back Daquan Jones. Holy smokes. Now that would make a brother happy. That would make a whole lot of us happy. Ted Washington 2.0. Man, he is a, bro, he's a load, bro. Mountain man indeed. He's a big boy. So if we somehow, thank you guys. You guys were like, you guys got me. You guys got me. I was trying, I knew it was like a Tavante something or whatever. So Tavondre Sweat. Bro, if we, I haven't dug deep into the draft yet. You know what I'm saying? Because we have free agency and the Super Bowl is there. So I want to try to enjoy Super Bowl before I really start diving deep into these prospects. But man, that dude has been popping up on my screen. He's been popping up on my mentions. Listen, this Tavondre Sweat, 6'3", 360? That's a big boy. So you put that brother next to Ed Oliver, bro, that solves a lot of the issues that we'll have. I mean, the run game was solid. We could obviously take care of the run game a little bit more, but man, do I like what I see from Tavondre Sweat. Now, could he fall all the way down to 28? Everybody needs a pass rush. Everybody needs a big boy. But maybe we get lucky enough that he falls to us. Because a lot of these type of picks always fall to teams like the Eagles, or it falls to the Ravens. The Ravens always get these picks that just fall to them. You're like, how did that player get to that team? So maybe we end up being in that position where that brother just falls to the Bills and we're like, yo, we can't miss. Grab him. Put him right next to Ed Oliver. Let's bring back Daquan Jones. Hey, Daquan, you trying to come back? Heck yeah. All right, let's try to figure something out. But that Sweat boy, you a problem. 360, and it's a lean, it's a clean 360. Bro, I saw the size of that brother, man. And he's young, so he's only going to, you know what I mean, tighten up and get lean and off. That's, yo, if he could play like 340, three, you know what I mean, 340, 345, 350, and still maintain that strength, that's a big problem, man. That's a big problem. So we like it, man. John Harris says, stop using high-round picks on defense. It falls apart in the playoffs anyway. Get Josh Allen weapons. But here's the thing, John Heron. I respect that comment, really, because that's what I said. Guess what? We got to go defense again at the pass rush and draft another one. It's just something that we got to do every year. We have to keep the trenches going because you win this game in the trenches. I'm sorry to break it to you, bro, but we win and lose games in the trenches. That's how it works. Like, we got in the last game we just played, we lost in the trenches, right? The teams were just putting pressure on Josh, and Josh was getting off his mark. And at the end of the day, we didn't get enough pressure on Pat Mahomes at all, right? Neither quarterback was sacked. So we needed to address that part in that game. But nonetheless, I know what you're saying. But get Josh weapons. Josh, he's got a tight end. He's got a number one receiver. He's got James Cook in the back end, right? He's got Khalil Shakir. So we just, and he, who knows what we get from Justin Shorter. So we're going to get a receiver, but you don't have to go for a receiver in the first round. You don't. There's a mantra of receivers that are there. So like, get him weapons. Where else do you want to get him weapons? So that's the thing. It's easy to say, get Josh weapons. But look, let's look at the roster. He's not missing that much. It's just that we didn't execute. We just didn't execute. And we're going to get these guys that are going to be better, a little better, more experience, obviously. The O-line, you got, obviously, Osiris Torrance is going to get more experience, so he's going to be shoring up that line alongside our right tackle. So, like, Spencer Brown, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You just got to add, like, maybe a piece or two to the offense. But the trenches is where we really need to affect it. We really do. Because, I mean, if you look at the center, we got Deion Dawkins. He ain't going nowhere. They're probably going to extend him. I can't guarantee you that, but there's a chance we're going to extend him. Then you got McGovern. They like McGovern. He had a solid year. He's making a lot of money, though. I'm not going to lie. Right? Mitch Morse, rookie, Cyrus Torrance, Spencer Brown. That's not a bad line. And that's one of the best lines in the game all year. So, like, you trying to shuffle things around there? No. Receiver room, probably add another receiver, maybe two. Bob's your uncle. That's what you need. And you obviously have some more notes that I'm going to put down. But yeah, that's what you need. You don't really need to go too much on the offensive side. It's all about the trenches, affecting the other team. Because we already know what we got. And we got Joe Brady on top of that. We'll be all right, man. We'll be all right. So affecting the pass rush, we definitely need to get there. And I mean, I didn't do a deep dive at all, folks. So forgive me. I'm gonna lean on some of the experts that know the draft a little bit more. And I'm talking to some people now that are putting my eyes where they need to be. And then we go from there. So we got to figure out what we're going to do in the trenches, right? So top priority, try to get into the pass rush, but try to get a little younger in that pass rush. So that's what we're looking at. And here's another one. Number five, we need to complete the 1-2-3 punch in the run game. And you're probably like wondering, what do you mean? You mean a 1-2 punch? No, 1-2-3 punch. Because you already know Josh Allen is going to be implemented in this run game no matter how you look at it. No matter how you want to look at it, we're going to be running the football with Josh Allen. It's very clear and evident that Joe Brady respects Josh Allen's running ability. It's clear that he loves James Cook and using James Cook in the run game, which we love. We love to see it. We saw an uptick in his touches per game. So you're going to see way more James Cook going into third year. I hope he puts a little bit of weight on in the offseason, but in the third year, we should be all right. So, Rico, why'd you say 1-2-3 punch? Well, because we need to add that other back that can take the pressure off of both James Cook. James Cook, we already know he can run inside. He's not a bruiser back, but he can run inside. And he can also, obviously, he's effective on the outside and catching the football. We already know that. But what are you going to do at that running back position? Bro, I saw a running back. Now, I don't know where this brother's going
to go. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get drafted. I can't see him getting drafted in the first round, but he's definitely going to be a day two guy for sure. Second round, third round, potentially. We'll see. But fam, let me tell you something, man. This Ray Davis, I want to make sure that I'm starting to put my things together. I think it's Ray Davis. Golly, Ray Davis out of Kentucky. Let me show y'all a little something about Ray Davis. Ray Davis ain't no joke. He's not a tall guy, but he's a bruiser back, and the boy can run. And if somehow he falls enough where we can pair Ray Davis with James Cook, you're in good company. You're in absolute good company. Just let me. I want to just show y'all a little something, and I kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at with Ray Davis. So I'm gonna just play this little clip for you. Let me share the screen here and show you what this Ray Davis cat is about. And poor Leonard Fournette, only 28 with a team. Think you washed up. I don't know who you're talking about, but this Ray Davis cat, let me show y'all a little something about Ray Davis. I hope you guys can see. I'm going to try to open it up just so you guys can see a little bit from Ray Davis. This dude can be an absolute problem and a load. You let this guy, and look, primarily, his runs are coming from shotgun. What do we normally run out of? We're really running out of shotgun. He ain't big, but he's got vision. He's got quick feet. In this game, that's all you need, man. You need vision, quick feet, and he's already got the strength. And he's no burner. I mean, he's going to take off right now. He's not going to burn you all day. But let me tell you something, man. Quick feet and vision, that'll get you a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It'll get you a lot of success in this game. This Ray Davis cat. Now, I don't know where he's going to get drafted. But for some reason, if he's able to be available for us, you pair him with James Cook, you got some problems, man. Look at that brother go. Look at that brother go, man. Don't play with him, man. Don't play with this brother, man. He's tough. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. So I just want to, I had to show y'all something about this Ray Davis cat, man. Look at this guy go, man. Quick feet, boom, cut back. Let's go, son. Yo, I get excited when I watch the running back position. You already know that. But pair, and I bring this up. Rob says, no, Rico. We got to just sign two old veteran cheap bangers to complement Cook next year. But this is, we're drafting a young guy. What you mean? You want to bring Latavius Murray back? I love what Latavius Murray was able to try to bring. Now, obviously, we're looking Johnson back. We'll see how that all plays out for us. But man, this brother right here would be something different for us. So a guy like that would work, is what I'm saying. So that was obviously someone that I was looking at. I was like, oh shoot, he's nice like that. But can you pass pro? You know what I'm saying? There are other things that just come from not just running the football. You got to be able to protect. If I'm going to leave you in the game and I'm passing, you better protect your quarterback, because if you get him killed, we got a problem. We have a major problem. So we can't have two backs that can't pass protect if we need you. I'm not saying James Cook is awful, but James Cook is a little light in the pants. He's just going to bowl his ass over. You know what I'm saying? But we need to add that 1-2-3 punch for running back position. And Ty Johnson, I like what Ty Johnson was able to do. If we can bring it back on a low, then yo, I'm happy with that too, because Ty Johnson was the type of back that we needed to pair along James Cook. But if we're trying to get young, we're trying to, you know what I mean, get a young, cheap contract, yo, hit that draft, man. Hit that draft, get yourself a bruiser of a back alongside James Cook, and we're good. We're in company. But those were my priorities for the Bills, man. So finding, obviously, we filled the role for offensive defensive coordinator, number one. Number two, obviously, we need to figure out who's going to be our number two receiver. We need to fill that role somewhere, right? Whether it just a shorter comes in and we say, you know what, we're not going anywhere. We're going to stick with what we got. Can't see that happening. We're obviously going to bring a young, dynamic receiver in, someone that can stretch the field and someone that can pretty much do it all, right? Gabe Davis is going to be a void that needs to be filled. Trent Sherfield clearly wasn't the answer. He just wasn't. Deontay Hardy was not the answer. I saw him with a cryptic tweet saying, I just need an opportunity. Bitch, you didn't get an opportunity and you didn't make the most of it. That's just what it comes down to, right? So, and those things got to start in practice. I mean, practice, we talk about practice. Yeah, we talk about practice, man. That's how you get your time on the field. If you show me what you got in practice, then let's talk about it. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day, right? So, you got to look at that. So receiver number two, let's see where we decide to go with that. I can't see us not in the job, because I think we are going to. Don't forget, we got Hamler on the squad that we just signed as a future. So you got speed right there. So we'll see how we implement that. You got to hit that pass rush, man. We got to hit that pass rush yet again. We got some changes coming our way. Obviously, Von Miller's deal, I mean, it kind of puts a strain on what we can do. But we ain't got no choice. We're keeping that, brother. So we got to add to our defensive line. We got to add to it. Interior, I think this is where we need to. DaQuan Jones, if we can get DaQuan Jones back, that'd be great. And then if we can land a big-time defensive tackle, and if it's Tavondre Sweat, shoot, sign me up. You know what I mean? And last but not least, I mean, listen, we got to continue with the run game, because we're going to be running the football more with Joe Brady. So James Cook, there's only so much James Cook can do. We need someone that can pair along with James Cook. So let's see how this all plays out. And that's it. That's it for me when it comes to the Bills, right? So on to the next topic before we get out of here, man. Super Bowl. Super Bowl time. What are we doing? Who do we like for the Super Bowl? Are we liking the Niners? Are we liking the Chiefs? I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm conflicted with who, I mean, I don't care who wins, but I'm conflicted with who I would want winning this game, to be honest with you. Josh Rich says, yo, Rico, we should sign Gus Edwards. His market value is 3.6. Ooh, Gus Edwards, bro. How old is Gus? Because that's the thing. We got to get young too, right? You got to get young. But if he's still got fresh legs, then shoot. I mean, he just came off of a brutal injury last year, but he had a damn good year this year. Gus Edwards, man, that's a low. That's a running back that's tough to bring down. Really tough to bring down. Does the team bring Damian Harris back? I can't see that happening either. Damian Harris was supposed to be the 1-2 punch. I thought he was going to take over as RB1. Was I ever wrong on that issue? Couldn't even stay healthy, crying out loud. Anyway, 28 years old, Gus Edwards. Huh? That would be interesting. That would be very interesting. He looks like a Raven for life type of guy. I mean, I would move away from the Ravens because all those running backs that go to Ravens, something happens to those running backs, man. They get hurt. So it's like a curse, man. I ain't trying to go to the Ravens because I want my career to thrive, for crying out loud. They had two guys go down with huge injuries. Golly, that's craziness. But anyway, let's move on. Super Bowl. Do I want the Niners to win? In a way, you want it to win because you don't want Pat Mahomes gaining 3 Super Bowls. That's absolutely insane, right? As a competitor, as a fan of the Bills, obviously, you don't want the guy that could have been the Bills quarterback at one point and the guy that continues to whoop our ass and send us packing to win a third. It just sucks. And now your own quarterback that you want to win a Super Bowl is going to be like, all right, I got to chase this guy and he's got 3 rings already. Oh my gosh. So if he loses, obviously, to the 49ers, you know what I'm saying? The Bills still have a chance to kind of get 1, maybe 2, and surpass that. But sometimes it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, look at Peyton Manning, what he's got? 2 Super Bowls, 1 with the Broncos, and I think what he got, 1 with the Colts. So at the end of the day, it's about winning 1 at least. If you get 1, great. The others, if you get 6, you just a greedy mother effer, right? I'm just kidding. But you get 6, you're obviously considered one of the greatest, and obviously Tom Brady shows you that. The football fan in me is more like, bro, we're watching greatness. We're watching greatness. So do you want to see, I mean, fanhood aside, do you want to see greatness? Do you want to see Pat Mahomes do great things? And if you're able to witness greatness, I mean, it's like watching LeBron, man. You're watching greatness, right? When I was watching Kobe, I was watching greatness. When people watching Mike Jordan, they're watching greatness. You wanted to see him. All right, shoot, he's going for the three-peat. Let's go. Shit, he's going for another three-peat. Let's go. So it all depends on what angle you're coming from. It all depends on what angle you're coming from at the end of the day. What's Rob saying? Rob saying, yo, Rico was at the influential age when my way out came. Wow, hold on. Rico was at the influential age when My Way came out. My Way Usher? What's Rob saying, man? What? I don't know what Rob is trying to tell me, but are you referencing Usher on my hands? I don't know what you're trying to tell me, but all right then. But nonetheless, who do you guys have in this game? Chiefs or Niners? To me, I see the Chiefs winning this one, man. I see the Chiefs winning this one. And the 49ers are going to put a valiant effort up, but I think the Chiefs are just the more superior team. They got a way better quarterback. The defense is just going to do too much to Brock Purdy. And I don't think I'm not saying it's not going to be close, but I think it's going to be a dominant win by the Chiefs. That's just what I think. That team is just, it's just good, man. They're just that good. And if you go back to what the 49ers did, yo, you had issues with the Packers, right? And the Detroit Lions took it to you. They took it to you, and you're nearly, you know what I'm saying? If they didn't decide to get greedy, big problems would have been had your way, right? Was it the Packers? Am I tripping? Yeah, it was the Packers. And the Packers almost took you down too. So, like, you had 2 challenges with these teams, and now you're going to go face a juggernaut of a team with the Kansas City Chiefs that offensively, they don't got no problems pushing the football. Spagnuolo's running that defense. Chris Jones is an absolute monster. I don't know, man. I think the Chiefs take this one. I'm not going to say easily, but I think this Chiefs it's not going to be as exciting of a Super Bowl as we think. I think the Chiefs are going to take this one, and it's just going to be it. Freaking Kelsey, the problem with the Bills. Still think it's rocket science. Need Josh Allen, LB Jaguars. No, they're going to sign that brother back. They're going to sign him back. Spags is the advantage for being able to confuse Purdy. Purdy is a good quarterback, but don't get me wrong. But, yo, that Legarius Sneed, like, put him on who you want to put him. Put him on Brandon Ayuk. Fine. Deebo Samuels, they'll handle that, no problem. I think it's just it's going to be the CMC game, but I think they're going to bottle up CMC. So I think it's the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win this one handedly, in my opinion. And then we go from there. Do I want the Chiefs to win this one? The competitor side of you is like, y'all don't want him to get a third one. But I mean, listen, if he's going to get a third one, we're probably watching one of the best quarterbacks to play. He might even surpass Tom Brady the way things are going. You'd hate it because you want your own quarterback to get one, for crying out loud. But it's just what it is, man. It's just what it is. What's up, Rich? Rich says, yo, Lions are the team, a good team, bro. They are a good team, and they should have won against the freaking Niners. That's the crazy part. And the Niners, you know what I mean, they made plays at the end. Two opportunities to hit a field goal. You decide to go for it. It happens. I mean, the greed came in and it kicked in. Kittle is going crazy Sunday. The Chiefs suck at tight ends. Bro, don't fall for that. Let's not fall for that, bro. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, JR. I'll tell you, there's big things coming our way with the Chiefs and obviously the Niners, but Travis Kelce's on the other side. And that boy went off the last time he played on the field. You saw what happened. He went off on us. 2 touchdowns, 75 yards. He came off early. The Mahomes is just that good, man. Listen, Walter S., listen, put your biases aside. We'll see what Walter says. Walter says, Mahomes is great. With that said, he's been a complimentary piece more than a driving force of this current run. Anything less than elite defenses they had this year, and they're sitting at home. Oh, Walter. I love Walter because Walter always challenges. I love it. I love it, Walter. Don't get me wrong. When you come, I always look forward to what's seeing what Walter has to say. But he is the driving force. You can't just say Mahomes is great. Because I love that you didn't say but. You said, with that said. You tricky son of a V. With that said, he's been a complimentary piece. Listen, the defense compliments him. He doesn't compliment the defense, right? The defense has got to keep up with what he does, because he will put points on the board. He will. And that's what we need for the Bills, right? We need the Bills to kind of hold their end. And sometimes we fall short and we don't do what we're supposed to do consistently. But Pat Mahomes is that dude, man. He is that dude. He's just special. He's just special. Richard says, yo, I 100% agree with Walter. Listen, that defense is great. It's a good defense. But there are moments where that brother just puts the team on his back and he just wills them, right? A lot of the conversation when we played the Chiefs was, well, we left a minute and 40 seconds on the clock. I saw that so many times. Why did people mention that? Because they were confident that he was just going to march up and score and we were still going to lose that game. Right? They didn't say, oh, the game's over now. It is what it is. No. They said, you still left time on the clock. So, like, he is the driving force. But I'm not going to fault you because that defense is damn good. Legarius Sneed will get paid, and he should get paid as one of the top corners in the game. He is that nice. He absolutely erased Stephon Diggs, not only this year, but every other time that we played that team, he erased Stephon Diggs. Stephon has a problem with dealing with Stephon with Legarius Sneed. It's crazy. Oh, they were doubling. Nah, we didn't double his ass. We didn't. We just played ball. That's all we did. We just played ball. So it's definitely tough. So I wanted to look at the Vegas lines for this game. I gotta take a look, see what Vegas is saying, and who's gonna do what. One question for you is Christian McCaffrey. Does he get over 100 yards against Kansas City? I'm going to say yes, he does. But we're about to find out what Vegas is saying. Let's see what Vegas is saying for this upcoming game. So what are you, and how are you guys feeling about this game too? I'm curious about this. So here we go. Opening odds. Let me pull this up here. Let's see what we got. Let me bring this over here just a little bit. See what we're playing. You know what? Let me just share my screen. So I have my laptop open on the side here. See what happened here. So in that regard, while I try to load this up here, San Fran will prevail. I think so too. I think San Fran. Oh, sorry. I don't think San Fran will prevail. You say San Fran is going to prevail. They got to lean heavily on the run game because that's how they set things up. You got to set it up with my guy, Christian McCaffrey, one of the best guys in the game. Chiefs have been average all season, even this playoff run. Mahomes has been serviceable with 1.3 TDs a game and around 225 yards. He's meh. That is the most biased thing I've ever heard. He's meh. Pat Mahomes is meh. Two Super Bowls under his belt, but he's meh. Fam, did you not see what he did to us? He carved us. He absolutely did carve us. What, he had like six incompletions against us? Come on, we can't call him meh. Come on, man. Ronald says he's right. Come on, yo, what are you guys smoking today, man? Pat Mahomes is meh? Bro, take your Bills hats off, folks. You gotta realize Pat Mahomes is nice. He's that guy. He's the best quarterback in the game. He's meh. I've never. Come on, guys. Let's cut it out. Let's not do that. Don't do that, man. All right, let me see what man, I can't believe I just... We better than that. I wouldn't go that far to say he's meh. Yeah, Walter, come on now. Don't co-sign what he said. Thank you very much for saying that. The defense was a shell of itself, bro. You know it. Oh, I know. I'm aware. The defense, listen, man, this would have been a different outcome. This would have been a different outcome if obviously our guys were healthy. But it's just, that's the way the game is played, man. You get injuries, and these injuries play a part, and it's just what it is, man. Mahomes has Reed. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And so did Alex Smith. Alex Smith has some success as well. Donovan McNabb has success. He went to a Super Bowl. I mean, that's a good coach. That's a damn good coach, for sure. You know what I mean? There's not many Andy Reeds out there. So sometimes you gotta put it out there. Pat Mahomes is a legit number two all-time QB. You could definitely have, that's definitely, you could put that in argument for sure. And he's only what? He's not even 30 yet, folks. He's not even 30. It's crazy. The boy is just meant to throw the football. It's just what it is, man. How is KC scoring tons of points against the Niners, but not the Dolphins or Bills with those defenses? This is nuts to me. Game plan. You got a game plan. I mean, that defense does help. It does help to have a defense that helps your defense, that helps your offense, right? Like Walter was saying earlier, it's complimentary, but I think that the driving force is obviously Pat Mahomes, but that defense to go alongside with him, that's very nice. It's very nice to have, that's for sure. What elite QB doesn't carve up the Bills defense in the playoffs? Oh, Walter, you're right, though. You're not wrong. I mean, hold on now. I mean, yo, Joe Brady, the Bengals did carve us up pretty good. I'm not going to cap. Burrow carved us up pretty good. Obviously, Pat Mahomes does it to us all the time. But, I mean, you know what? Skylar Thompson was moving the ball on us. I'm not going to cap. Skylar Thompson was moving the ball, but I could, the defense in that regard, and I hate to even use this as a defense, but, like, we didn't know shit about Skylar. So, we're like, well, how do we play this guy? How do we defend this dude? We don't know anything about him, right? So, I guess you could look at it that way. But, I mean, how many elite quarterbacks are in there in this game? I mean, two of them really did it to us, Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes, but like nobody else really carved us up. So it's just those two guys so far. Those two guys so far. So we'll see how it plays all out. If the 49ers middle linebacker wasn't injured, I would be more comfortable with them winning. He had better stats than Milano when he got injured. Oh, you're talking about Fred Warner? Fred Warner, I mean, I can't see him missing this game. He's going to play. I mean, how bad is he? Is he injured? We'll see. Philip Rivers carved the Bills. Did he against us? I mean, that was a close game when he was on the Colts. So did he? He made some big plays down the stretch. That's for sure. He did make some big plays. I'm not gonna cap. That is the facts. But this game is gonna be a good one. I mean, in my opinion, I just think that we're going to see a game where the Chiefs are gonna show that they're just that better of a team. In my opinion, I think that's what I see happening. And how it's going to play out, we'll see. So right now, the spread right now is they got the 49ers minus two. Damn, that line hasn't changed at all. It's been like that consistently. So, hey, they got the 49ers winning this game, and that's just going to piss off the Kansas City Chiefs even more. It's going to piss them off even more, bro. This is what it is. All right, so let's see what the Patrick Mahomes are saying that he's 259 yards, over, under. Give me the over. I think he's going to actually shred these guys for 300 yards. Maybe I'm tripping. Am I tripping? What do you guys think? Pat Mahomes at 259. You guys like that over? And then they got Brock Purdy at 243. So I'm going to say under for Brock Purdy at 243. That defense is too good for that. And I'll say 259. I'll take Pat Mahomes for 259. So let's do the first one. Pat Mahomes over under 259 on this on the 49ers defense. 259.5 over under. Bill I am. He gives me the under. He's feeling really good about these about what's going to take place here. Let me look at everybody else. Nah, I meant Ohufunga, their safety. Oh, that's who you're talking about. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a big difference. That's a huge difference. Over Mahomes goes over 300 yards. I agree, Jeremy Bennett. I'm with you. Over 300 yards. I think he goes over 300. Listen, the Niners defense, yo, what's his face was moving all over the place, and they're running the football all over them, man. Pacheco, I don't think Pacheco's that great of a running back. He's solid, but he could have some yardage against this 49ers defense. So this is why I say that it's not going to be as close as you guys think it is. Bills Mafia has no class throwing snowballs at the victors or losers. I mean, that's just what happens. That's just what happens, folks. Brock Purdy, 243, over, under. Yo, you're high, Rico, under. Yo, he's over. He's going to throw for over 300. I think he's going to go for 300. I'm telling you right now. But Brock Purdy, I say 240 and under. Over, under. Depending, if it's a blowout, like, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be handedly won by the Chiefs. Then he's going to have no choice but to throw the football. So could he go over? If it's as close as people think it's going to be, then I say under. So over for Pat Mahomes, under. Under for Brock Purdy. Here's the thing. Christian McCaffrey, 89.5 yards, over, under. For me, I'm going over. He's going to go over 100 yards. To me, that's an easy one. Easy one. If you're going to place your bets on that one, that's the one you want to put your money on. And speaking of putting your money on, this is a great segue to get into. Put your money on Christian McCaffrey, and you can make your money. But listen, this is where you want to use your bets right here.
Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. In the Pick'em game, you can pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in that week's game for a chance to win big. And as you already know, I'm going Josh Allen higher in yards every single week. So sign up today with promo code BuffaloFanatics and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with promo code BuffaloFanatics to get your first deposit doubled up to $100.
All right, folks, use that promo code BuffaloFanatics. I got Christian McCaffrey, 89.5, over, under. To me, I'm with you, man. CMC goes over 100 yards. That guy, let me tell you something. This guy is amazing. You know what I'm saying? This guy is an amazing running back, man. Whether you're, you know what I'm saying, when you look at like, man, a white running back doing it, yo, white, black, or indifferent, this guy is just a freaking beast, man. Run in between the tackles, can catch out of the backfield. Honestly, when you look at the, how'd you get him $16 million a year? He is well worth it. Well worth it. And I read something that's pretty crazy because a lot of cap hits, a lot of dudes have huge cap hits with these big ass contracts. Apparently, the way that his cap hit is super low. It's something like, I think it was like if they were ever to move on from him, it's like $4 million. That's it. They structured it in a way with the Panthers when they made that trade that the Panthers took on a huge amount of that. So the 49ers are chilling with a very low cap hit on this brother, man. So to me, Christian McCaffrey, best running back in the game, hands down right now. Best running back in the game, no questions about it. All right, so 89.5 yards, take the over ASAP. ASAP. Here's one for you. Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco, 65.5 yards. 65.5 yards. Over or under? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. 65.5. For me, against that 49ers defense, I think he's going to go over. I think he goes over. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm with you guys. He's going over. Oh, Robin Brown says under. 40 Water says over. Pacheco over for sure. Me too. Listen, Gibbs killed them. Jones killed them. Low. Listen, they're going to, they're a team that you can run on them. Chase, listen, Chase Young. That young Chase Young, I think his name is. Bro, he's overrated, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Javon Greenlaw, solid. They got some good players on that squad. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Got Bosa on that squad, but like, they're going to run over. They're going to run on this team. They're going to be able to run on them. Pat Mahomes, 24 yards, over, under. Give me over. He scrambles for like 20 yards easy. So he will be over. Pat Mahomes, 24 yards. Deebo Samuels, 15.5 yards. Yo, if you're going to put money on that one, I would take that. I would take that one right there. I would take that. So Pat Mahomes, you guys on the over? I like it. Richard, I used to think that too, but when the Cowboys and Niners are considered the physical teams of the conference, they got me second guessing. You damn right. You damn right, Walter. Let me see what we got here. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who cares? They got a bet for Travis Kelce rushing the football, bro. But if you do bet on it, it's good money. It is good money. So Christian McCaffrey over. Isaiah Pacheco, I think it's over. Pat Mahomes, I think goes over. Brock Purdy, they got him at 10 yards. Yeah, you might get that. And Deebo Samuels, I think he goes. I think he goes over 15.5 yards for sure. Take that money. Take that money. Take that money. All right, let me go to the receiver room. So they got Travis Kelce at 70.5 yards. 70.5 yards. How y'all feel about that? 70.5 yards for Travis Kelce. Over or under? Alpha Rob says, yo, hope the game isn't close in the fourth quarter. If it is, San Fran is done. They're getting no calls their way. We'll see. We'll see. Purdy's been running lately. So, Jeremy Bennett, you might take that 10.5 then. They're saying 10.5. So, yo, give him a scramble of like 10 yards, 11, 12 yards. Might get it. Yo, hammer the over, Noah Brown says. 70.5 yards receiving for Travis Kelce. Hammer the over. You guys like that? Kelce under. But we'll get those TDs. What? You think Kelce goes under? Bro, he's hyped for this game. He is absolutely freaking hyped for this game. So that's a tough one, man. Give me the over, man. You got to go through Travis Kelce. You got to go through him, man. I think he gets it. It's a tough line, though. It's not as easy as you think. 70 yards, though? Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to rethink that one, man. Ooh, I got to rethink that. Nah, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with that, man. I'm going to take that over. Give me Travis Kelce over. For sure. I'm taking that. Rashee Rice, 65 yards and over. If I say that Josh, you see? If I say Pat Mahomes is going over 300, give me Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce for over the 65 yards for sure and 70.5. Give me them both. I'm going to take that. Deebo Samuels, 57.4. Oh, that's a tough one. 57.5 yards receiving for Deebo Samuels. Oof, that's tough. And if you look at Deebo's last few games, he hasn't been as effective as we think. Hammer that over, bro. Rice and Kelce combined for 250. I like that. Hammer that over. Noah Brown looks like he's a gambler. George Kittle, 47 yards. Give George Kittle more credit than that, man. Give him more credit than that. 47 yards for sure. I don't really use these terms. Hammer that shit, boy. Hammer that. No problem. Golly. Let's go to the receptions. Travis Kelce, they're saying that he's going to get 6.5 receptions. So 7 receptions for him. Are y'all in? Hit that over, Travis Kelce. I'm hitting that. 6 receptions for Rashee Rice. Ooh, I don't know if I like that one. Rashee Rice at 6-7 receptions. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is always good for 1 reception, maybe 2. That might be one that I might hit. Deebo Samuels are saying 4 receptions. How are you only going to give Deebo Samuel 4 receptions? Are they thinking that he's going to be covered by Lajarius Sneed? They got 4 receptions for Brandon Ayuk and 4 receptions for Deebo Samuels. Man, oh man. See, this is why I don't gamble, man. This is why I do not gamble. Because of crap like this, where you're like, I don't know. So we'll see. Deebo over with total yards as a rusher included, but not just receiving. Kittle for the over. Well, they're saying Deebo, 57 yards receiving, rushing, and 47 yards receiving. So you're looking at under 100 yards total. I don't think he gets there under. I think he gets under. Oh, see, that's why I don't gamble, bro. That's why I don't do it. It's too crazy, man. It's too crazy for me. I don't know. Yo, Mr. Buffalo Bill says, yo, this finna be a must session. Casey getting routed. Oh, my God. I can't see it. I can't see. Bro, they couldn't even route the Lions, and they couldn't even route the Packers. Like, what are we talking about here? And they're going to route the champs? Oh, bro. Before. They've been here before. So, we'll see. It's all about Brock Purdy. Can Brock Purdy lead these boys? If Brock Purdy's good enough, we'll see some good things. But if this defense gets to Brock Purdy, it's over with. I can't see Brock Purdy light anything up. Can't see it happening. At least with Josh. Josh knows these Kansas City Chiefs. He knows Spagnuolo's defense. He knows that they're going to spy him and all that good stuff. So he knows how to kind of fit things through. Josh Allen's elite, though. I mean, elite quarterbacks got to do things against these solid defenses. But Brock Purdy coming in, I don't know, man. Brock Purdy's good. He's a good quarterback. And I know I don't like all the hate that he's getting, but the Chiefs are going to eat his lunch, man. He's going to look like Mr. Irrelevant, in my opinion. But anyway, I just want to send you these odds that I see happening right now. I figured it'd be fun to see. And I think, let's see what touchdowns, who they have for touchdowns. They got Jerick McKinnon scoring a touchdown, 550, plus 550. Jerick McKinnon's always good for a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey for a touchdown for sure, minus 210. Isaiah Pacheco for a touchdown. You want to get one that's not known to getting a touchdown. Like a Clyde Edwards-Helaire scoring a touchdown. That would be big. You put money on that one. Or Justin Watson getting a touchdown. Because you know one of these guys, one of these oddballs is going to get a touchdown. Is Kadarius Toney even going to play? Who knows? Like Elijah Mitchell scoring. Noah Gray scoring a touchdown. You put money on that. You're huge. It's huge. But anyway, yeah, McKinnon scoring a touchdown for sure, bro. He's definitely going to get one, something like that. But anyway, to me, I think the winner on this is going to be, I think the Chiefs win this one. It's just my opinion. I was thinking 49ers, but I think the Chiefs is just that good of a team. I think they're peaking at the right time. And forget about the regular season, because it really doesn't matter about regular season. I think we all know that. And when it comes to the playoffs, you gotta get shit done. Get shit done in the playoffs. And that's what the Chiefs do. But you guys don't see it that way. 27-23 San Francisco. Ooh, you guys, it's all the way that way. One more story before I get out of here. Travis Kelce is known to... I gotta take a sip of this before I get out of here. New York Times is donning Travis Kelce's haircut as the Travis Kelce fade. I couldn't roll my eyes hard enough. Travis Kelce, not him. He got nothing to do with that. New York Times and folks that just don't know. Calling the Travis Kelce fade. It's happening everywhere. They're asking for the Travis Kelce. What? Asking for the Travis Kelce? I'll be damned. You mean to tell me if I walk into a barbershop, I say, hey, bro, give me that Travis Kelce. I hope my barber looks at me and turns the chair around and says, What'd you just say? The Travis Kelce, you know, the skin fade? Nah, bro, yo. Take that apron off and send me out. Send me out of the barbershop. You ain't gonna tell me that I'm going to sit there and ask for the Travis Kelce and have a straight face. And this is the problem, man. People just don't know. Okay, so people are, what are you talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So right now, Travis Kelce's, skin fade is the talk of the town, because I don't even know where this came from and why it's the talk of the town. He's got a regular ass skin fade, but they're making it a big deal. Like it's a signature, because the Swifties, I guess, love what, you know what I mean, he's bringing to the table and what he looks like. And that fade is so smooth, right? And they're trying to deem it like that's the Travis Kelce, because that brother has a boy. They call that the Boosie fade, if you will. And you might not know who Boosie is, but it's all good, little Boosie. But like, come on, people. The Travis Kelce, how dare? How the nerve of New York Times. What an embarrassment. Yo, where are the black folks in New York Times? Any black folk out there? Before you press publish, yo, go consult the black folk that are in that building somewhere and say, hey, I'm about to write this article. Anything that's wrong with it? The whole freaking thing. The whole freaking thing. Are you kidding me? The Travis Kelce. Boy, oh my gosh, man. In February on top of that. Oh, OMG. That's all I'm going to say. In February, you have the nerve. Y'all have the nerve to talk about the Travis Kelce fade in February. Who in the hell is working that? This must be, it's got to be satire. They actually put that thing out there. You know what? Gentrification strikes again. Boy, they're tripping, man. Golly, are you kidding me? And let me show you what this fade looks like. I got to show you what this fade looks like, first of all. First of all, I get myself a fade every couple weeks. All right? Let me tell you what the talk of the town is. The Travis Kelce. Listen, even when I type in Travis Kelce, that's all they want to talk about is the Travis Kelce fade. So let me show y'all what they're looking at. The Travis Kelce fade. Give me the Travis Kelce. Golly, you got to be kidding me. The nerve. The absolute nerve. All right, so let me see if I can try to. This is a good picture to show y'all that Travis Kelce. And listen, let me tell you. He's actually saying, he says, he quotes it, it's absolutely ridiculous to credit him with a fade. Somebody put that in there. I'm hoping that he said something to say, yo, what they say? What they saying about me? So let me just show you all this before I get out of here, because I got to go to work. All right? The Swifties are all over. They're all about it, man. I'm going to tell my boyfriend to get the fade, the Travis Kelce. Boy, I hope your barber slaps you in the chair. Like, how dare you? So this is the Travis Kelce fade. Let me try to zoom it in for y'all. So they're loving this. This is the fade, folks. This is it. Right? And he's laughing about it. Let me see if...
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to do it on February 1st, to throw me to the walls like that, that was messed up, man. I don't want anything to do with that one, man. I got a good fade if you need it, though. It's a two on top, a nice high to mid fade with a taper in the back. But I didn't invent that. I just asked for it.
Yo, that's absolutely funny, man. Even he's laughing about that. They absolutely threw this brother to the wolves for sure. That's what I said. On February 1st on top, let me play that again for you.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to do it on February 1st, to throw me to the wolves like that, that was messed up, man. I don't want anything to do with that one, man. I got a good fade if you need it, though. It's a two on top, a nice high to mid fade with a taper in the back. But I didn't invent that. I just asked for it.
Let me tell you something. Some of the white kids are like, two on top, skin taper on the bottom, and they're taking notes. He absolutely just crushed. He said, yo, y'all threw me to the wolves on February 1st on top of that? You got to be tripping. Anyway, I had to get a laugh for myself. Jeremy Bennett says, yo, the military. Thank you, Jeremy. Military have been doing that for fade for years. Thank you very much, man. There's a high... I mean, the military be tripping, though, because they got you they just leave you a little bowl on top and they skin it all the way. At least give me the size a little bit, right? and here's the thing. Laura says, Travis Kelce's previous girlfriends are black. Listen, his previous girl was a black girl. So she was like, yo, you know, we should do probably. He probably was doing that before she even met her. But the sister was like, yo, man, just get it high and tight. Just, you know what I mean, do that and you're good to go. Jerry Bennett, high and tight. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now, it's the fade beard combo. Listen, man, that's like the look. Every white boy that I see come out the barbershop, shit is faded nice fade. Yo, they look nice, man. I don't know what happened, but the haircut that was doing it, like just last year, was the part. Remember the part with the line through it? All the white boys were doing that stuff. And that was a clean look. I was like, yo, I can't even front. That's a good look. Now, the fade's coming back. The fade is coming back because of Travis Kelce. Absolutely hilarious. But anyway, I'm gonna let y'all be, man. This is it. This is a wrap for me. You guys have yourself a fantastic evening. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Smash that like if you guys enjoy the show. It's the off season, people, so bear with us. We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, find some things out. And I got to give one more shout out, man. Shout out to my dog, my man Rev. My man Rev is leaving BF. And if you guys didn't know, he's leaving BF. He's going to go and venture off and do something completely different, actually. It's related to sports, but more of a faith-based sports and Christianity together. I kind of love it. I love it. So he's going to step away from doing Bill stuff with Buffalo Fanatics, but he's going to do his own sports stuff. But it's going to be it's a combination of sports and faith together, the Christian faith together. And shout out to my dog, man. That's my guy. I can't not give him some love. But he's still going to be on Twitter. He's still going to be doing his stuff. He's still going to come on here and chop it up with us here and there. So it's not like he's like completely out of here. But I love what he's doing. So shout out to my dog. My man Rev, I gave him a heartfelt, man, I love you, bro. Like, I love it. I love what he's doing, but that's my dog, man. For real. That's my dude. So shout out to my man Rev. And he's always gonna come on the show anyway. Me and Z-Bock can hold it down, but you already know what it is, man. So you guys have yourself a great evening. We will catch you guys on the flip. Smash that like before you get out of here. And I apologize to those that were trying to super chat and so on and so forth, because I don't know what happened. I don't know what they're doing, man. They're messing with the super chat stuff. So be it. But you know what? It's not always about super chats at all. It's actually not about super chats. It's about putting the content out there. And if you guys love it and you want to interact and you want to donate, that's a whole different ballgame. But you always know it's always appreciated. And by the way, last before I get out of here, shout out to my dog, Don McCooey. I got 99 problems, but selling homes ain't none. I'm telling you right now, man, this is one of the best realtors in the game. In Nova Scotia, if you ever need, this is the guy to hit. And if you're a realtor and you got a business and you're trying to make me promote for you, you already know, hit me up. You guys have a great night. It's your boy Rico. Let me get my intro out. And we're going to do it up. So you guys have yourself a special evening. Have a good night. And we'll catch you guys potentially again on Friday. So until next time, it's your boy Rico. And I'm gone. Let's go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.